This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Now?
Yeah, right now.
Right now?
Oh, come on, guys.
Every time.
You got plenty of practice.
Okay.
Eighth one of the week.
Seventh. Hi, this is Bran. I love counting. I love being on time, but I especially love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda. I like long walks on the beach, poetry,
yeah,
books.
Tell them.
And Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan. I like good movies. I like being done with Thanksgiving week of Countdown to Christmas, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies. And this is
the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Saturday.
Saturday night. It's a song.
No.
But it's okay. Saturday morning.
Saturday morning?
Yeah. It doesn't even make sense.
Saturday morning cartoons. Dude, we should have made this episode a cartoon.
This is a double drop as well.
It's with a double drop
day. Antonio Caone.
Yeah, movie. Coming out.
Wow.
Coming on out later today.
Evergreen tonight. It's a big Hallmark kind of
we
day.
We do so many double drops.
Welcome to Evergreen Tonight. I'm your host, Brandon Talladay. I changed my last name for TV.
Brandon Talladay. It's a good name.
Yeah.
No, that is good.
And I'm here with my co-host,
Panda Panderson.
And my other co-host,
Chip Checkers.
All right, let's go down to Chip Checkers with a look at the traffic.
It's green out here because it's evergreen. I'm in the chopper, but I don't have a microphone. Look, there's a car. Someone got a knife. Did the chopper blew up?
Yeah.
Wow.
R.I.P. Chip.
R.I.P. Guys. It's dark for a Saturday morning. That is
Can
dark.
Can we even hear that?
Guys, I got good news. Yep. He lived.
Chip survived.
Chip, you still there?
I'm okay.
Thank God for those parachutes.
Oh, Chip off the old block.
Oh, he sure is. Man. He sure is. Yeah. Okay, well. what's new with you guys? Haven't talked to you guys in a while.
I just did a Chip Checkers bit. It was really good.
Yeah, it was real good. I just listened to it.
Panda Panderson that was there.
Yep, I was.
Let's go down to Panda Panderson with Sports Talk.
Hey, lots of fun here at Fuseball. We're having a lot of fun.
Fuseball?
Yep.
Is it like some sort of physics thing? Are they fusing?
Oh, there's all sorts of that, Dan. Basketball, football combined.
Fusion.
Lots of fun. Back to you.
There it is.
Good news only here.
And nobody
Chip Checkerson is with us back.
Chip Checkers, not Chip. Checkerson.
Oh, Checkerson and
Get
Panderson.
Get my name right, you son of a gun.
Uh-oh.
Just blowing stuff up in the background?
Chip, you still there?
I'm still here.
What was that one?
That was M80. I'm a big firework guy.
Where you get fireworks, Chet?
Jim's Fireworks on the 90.
On the 90.
He's a bit of a chain smoker, that Jim. But hey, he sells a mean work.
Hey, guys, it's Jim. Come on down to the 90. Got your fireworks, your black cats, sizzling sauces. Anything will do.
It's exactly what I pictured for Jim.
As long as you say you're a farmer, I can sell you anything.
Imagine a world where, like, I don't know, an article comes out about us in like the Wall Street Journal, or like somebody catches like Nightline or Newsy, and they go to get an episode and they pick this one.
This is the one they go to.
What happens then? We lose a listener for life.
Yeah, but it's great for my business. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, the 90s
business has never been better.
Right. They'll be like, True story. Can't stand those Deck the Hallmark boys, but Jim over on the 90s, he's awesome. And I'm a farmer. This is a deal.
We're talking about a heart of the holiday.
You just have to say you're a farmer too. You don't have to be one. That's the kicker.
That is actually this is true. You have to do that in Florida.
Really?
You can't just buy fireworks. You have to sign off that it's for farming.
Wow. Yeah. What would they do? Did you scare cows?
You can't buy it unless you check it off. Like, you have to sign a thing and say this is for farm use. Wow. Which isn't everything farm use if you really think about it. Life is a farm way.
Just talk about
it. I want to move it all night long.
Hey!
Dun, dun, dun. We're talking about hearts of the holiday. Heart
of the holidays.
Heart of the holidays.
That's yes.
Right.
On holiday.
It originally aired on November 23rd, 2020.
2020.
And it went a little something like this. Sam is a big time stockbroker who's always working and who is starting a brand new job. She has a boyfriend named Will, and he gives her what looks to be a ring box. Is it the ring box? No, it's just a necklace he got in Germany. She's about to walk in to her big job the next day, and she notices a homeless guy across the street, but she shrugs it off like a shrewd stockbroker and walks on in to the business. But walking out is a bunch of people with boxes. What's going on? She goes in to find her boss, and her boss is Will. Will's company has acquired the company that she is starting to work for, so Will's going to be her job, and her job is safe, except she says, nope, I'm out of here, and she quits and goes home for the holidays. And it doesn't take long for her to bump into her old boyfriend, Noah, and it's real uncomfortable. It sounds as if they may have killed somebody together some years prior, but we're not sure of the details. I'm sure they won't see each other again. But next day comes, and she has to go break cookies in with her mom at the coffee shop, and he just so happens to own that there coffee shop. We find out that they did not kill anybody, but when they were dating, she just up and moved to New York without saying goodbye like a monster. They make up, though, and she opens up about how she doesn't even have a job anymore and talks about, he talks about how the town has fallen on tough times. And she decides that they're going to put together this event to give back to the community and help people with Christmas. There will be toys. There will be cookies. There will be treats. All for people who need them. And there's this girl, though, named Marina, who everyone knows is clearly into Noah, but Noah is not giving her the time of day because Sam's back. Sam sees an ornament on Noah's tree that says N and S, clearly standing for Noah and Sam. But she's never seen that ornament before. And he's like, the reason why you've never seen it is because you left before I could give it to you. And she's like, well, why is it still on your tree? And he's like, I'm not over you, darn it! The event is amazing. Everyone loves it, and it does goodwill towards man. And Noah is like, wow, you're amazing. And they're getting closer and closer and closer to kiss time. But up walks Will, who is like, oh, guess what? I see what's going on here. I don't need this, but listen, I'm such a good guy that I remembered that when you first came to New York City, you really liked people. And I got you a job interview at a nonprofit. Guys, I can change the camera anytime I want to. I got you a job interview. anytime you want, I can go ahead and change. Ah, what happened? FriendlyTV.com/CTH. That's good. So she goes to New York to interview for this job that's a nonprofit that's going to do really good in the city. And she decides, I don't want that. I want to go home and I want to do good in my city. And she starts running around town, trying to find Noah, literally running around him. And finally, she finds him, and she tells him how he's helped her remember who she really is, and they remember that they love each other, and they kiss big ones, and that, my friends, was
Heart of the Holidays.
You know, we did it. Very rarely, for those of you listening, would I say you really, really are missing out if you're just listening, but boy, you're missing out if you're just listening. Oh. You needed the Friendly TV there.
Friendly TV, guys.
You needed the FriendlyTV.dth.
I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that 100%.
Yeah, on the 90.
On the 90.
Fulfilled our requirement to you from a ad standpoint.
You will never.
What?
It's how true. Much? I just signed a contract, guys.
We have
sorry.
Been blackmailed by Jim on the 90. Oh, no.
If there was someone to be blackmailed by, at least it's Jim.
Jim. Yeah,
it's a good guy. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. This movie reminded me how much I love doing good around the holidays, which is why I'm excited to tell you that you can do good around the holiday by helping your community and kids in it. How, you ask? By partnering with us in our partnership with Communities in School. This is a program that helps kids that need just a little extra help to get them closer to graduate. And this year is all the more important as more and more kids are doing virtual school. It is more and more difficult for kids, especially who don't have internet access, to do their school. And Communities in School is there to help them with that and assist them in any way that they can. And if you go to deckthehallmark.com/joy, we have all the ways that you can help them. If you want to do some good this holiday season, head to deckthehallmark.com/joy to help us help then let's all help each other. Deckthehallmark.com/joy.
Oh, yeah. Time for that hot take, y'all.
Yo.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
I like him. Go ahead and keep hosting.
Hot takes are part of the program where we each give our hot take. No holds are barred, and no bars are held, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Nobody holds bars or bars holds better than our friend Panda. Panda, take it away.
Hey, thanks, big guy. Here's the deal. This movie is... I started off hating this movie. And it grew on me a little bit. I don't know if it was just the leads. I didn't really connect with them. I didn't like the lead actor, male actor. I don't know his name.
Yeah, Severe.
I know he directed it. He was like just kind of, man, boring. I didn't end up caring about their relationship a lot. There's, I guess, some fun moments. The initial couple minutes where she goes to the job for the first time are bonkers. That's a pretty crazy start for a movie. But then once she gets to the hometown, it just drags. And this movie doesn't have anything that's really remarkable about it at all. The best are actually the B characters in this. Marina is one of my favorite, not romantic interest. She's great. I wish the, what's his name? Noah would have ended up with her instead. I liked her better than Sam. Val and Bob are fun in this movie. Other than that, this movie is one I am going to promptly forget, even down to the title of it. And somebody will ask me about it a few years from now, and I'm going to stare blankly at them. In fact, I'll probably forget by next month.
By January.
Wow. Yeah, probably. I'm not going to remember this.
I like this, actually. They held my interest pretty well early on because I couldn't figure out who they murdered because they were very like,
yes.
What happened? We can't talk. And so because of that, I got invested in these darn two kids. And I liked them. I liked her. She was fun. We all know my feelings about Northern Lights of Christmas, and I don't need to discuss it again. But I did have some PTSD from him, his face, and the reindeer not flying. But overall, I liked it. It was fun. And it had a couple of really good scenes, and I'll talk in my feels. It has, for my money, one of the better ending scenes just from a filming and a way that they did it of the season. So I really enjoyed this movie more than I thought I was going to as a Monday Thanksgiving week movie.
If all of these new movies that you're watching this year make you long for the day of Hallmark movies before 2020, then one, I'm really sorry for you because those movies are trash, but this is your movie and it is subsequently also trash. it is a throwback to all of the movies that Hallmark made before 2020. I understand this is the only movie that's has been acquired by Hallmark for this Christmas season out of the 40. It's not great, guys. It's not as awfully bad as some of the other ones we've seen this year, but it's definitely a bottom 10 movie. The only thing, weirdly enough, we all had things that we liked about. I, weirdly enough, really liked Sam. I liked her.
I liked
the actress. She was in a show called American Dreams on NBC, which I watched when I was a kid. You said you liked the other girl better.
I liked her as her character, but like from a lead actor perspective, she was fine. Like I thought she's a fine. I'd like to see her in some other stuff. Let's give her a chance. That's not an acquired Walmart movie.
I liked her. Everything else about this movie was forced or just outright bad. Just hated it. It was not a good movie. And it belongs exactly where it is, Monday of Thanksgiving week.
It was that's where throwback, it for sure. Very
it was throwback. Such a throw. I thought I was watching a movie from a different year. I mean, the big business girl going to the small town, meeting the guy. My biggest thing the first 20 minutes, I said that out loud. Who did they murder? Yeah. Like, every time they look at each other, it's like
that's
this dark.
What my wife said when she was watching
it. It is like, you know, Landry and Tyra, you know, hiding the body in Friday Night Lights. Like, what are we? They just were high school sweethearts, right? That's it.
There's it's a else. Great storyline, and I don't care who you are. Season two is not as bad as people
season,
say.
Skip it. Skip season two, Friday Night Lights. That's what I have to say.
It's time for All the Feels. It's part of the show. We talk about what this movie gave us those feels. Panda?
Val and Bob are a riot. They're the elderly couple in this. Val is sassy. Bob is exactly
forgetful.
What, forgetful and exactly what you would expect Bob to be. And I appreciated it every single time they are on screen. I at least guffawed or chuckled at some point. And so, there it is.
To that point, I like to think that I am going to be Val as an old person who's just very excited and is meddling in people's lives way too much. I hope that's me. I loved her. And I loved the end of this movie. She gets back into town and she's trying to find Noah. She can't find him. And so we get this running sequence, which
running sequence
really
cool.
only makes sense knowing that she like she's working out. She has this morning run. So this is all part of it. So she's been training for this her whole life.
Her whole life.
And we get this running sequence and we get these really interesting and fun camera shots. And we have this music over top of it that's just perfect. And I loved it. I loved her running over town trying to find this guy. She sees this lady and she's like, Merry Christmas! So it's just very fun. And it reminded me, I'm really, like, I'm all in on Dash and Lily on Netflix. And at the end, there's a scene that's very similar to this and similar music, to be honest with you. And it gave me those feels and I loved it. And so I really loved the ending scene of this movie.
The love deck, the problem is after they run, the love declaration's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is.
And so that's the tough part is that can I isolate just how they filmed the running scene? Like the overhead shot and then a wide shot of her. Look, there's a movie called The Gambler with James Caan. They remade it with Mark Wahlberg that is known for its running scene at the end of the movie. And this movie, I was like, that is bold for a movie that literally does nothing else right the whole movie long. The run, how they filmed the running scene is cool. But then the declaration of love is terrible. I had no feels for this movie. I kind of thought Val and Bob were grating as well. Bob forgetting everything just wasn't a solid bit to me. I thought Val could have been a good character if she was not saddled with that. I just was not for me. And no feels either.
I actually want to go back to the love declaration real quick because they did something that it was at least jarring, and maybe I've just missed this before, but she says to Noah, she looks at Noah and she goes, I love you, Noah. Do we hear that a lot in Hallmark movies where they straight look at the other person and they go, I love you?
Yeah,
like, do we hear that very often?
Anytime it's a high school sweetheart, there's like a coin flip on that. Because that's not the first time this week we've heard I love you. Yeah. And she said, she didn't just say I love you, she said I've always loved you.
Yeah, so like, and I've always loved it. It was really, you know, that was, I don't know why that particular, the way she said it maybe caught me off. That gave me feels, sure.
Let's take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the Wait What's and the Hallmarks from this movie. And then I don't know. We'll see what happens after that. It's always up for grabs.
Razzle Dazzle?
No, not this. No.
Was that Gollum?
No,
what is it, Jim?
Sorry, it's Jim.
That was Jim?
I had something in my throat. And when I have something in my throat, I go like this, and that's my fault.
My favorite part of the bit right before the break, if you can remember it, is that you're just in incredulity that I didn't know that was Jim is my favorite.
I don't know.
No, that's Jim.
You're looking.
Well, that's Jim. He's a sponsor, and we are bound for life to Jim.
And you're looking right at, like, he's right off camera. Like, you can see him.
On the line. I didn't know he was.
Oh, no, he's here. Oh, yeah, am I blocking him?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jim. Hey, if you could smoke outside, that'd be wonderful.
No.
Man,
in my contract.
That is wow.
I did,
Jim, on the 90s. Is it 90s?
In 2020 especially. I just can't believe we hired a smoke inside fireworks salesman.
To be fair,
on the
Tracy 90s. Was the one who drafted the contract. I gave it the once over and I just didn't look that carefully.
We know Tracy's bad. This is you.
Wait, what?
Sorry, Trace.
You're forgiven. God bless.
God bless.
You're lucky you're a muffin.
I am. It's true.
A muffin.
Yeah.
That can go so, like, some so muffins are gross.
Yeah.
You guys want to do the wait what?
Let's do it.
Panda?
Bob calls a latte a latte.
Yeah. Straight Canada, baby.
I guess. I don't know. I've never heard it referenced that way at all. Sam says to Noah, I see you can't say no to a lost cause in reference to his truck that runs just fine.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it and is, in fact, not a lost cause. I don't understand that reference whatsoever. Lost cause would mean the truck just always breaks down. There's no sign that it ever
or
does.
Or that it sooner or later would break down, which is every single automobile on the planet. So still.
It's still a dumb reference.
Yeah.
Sam... they're getting ready to work on the breaker box. And he has a high powered flashlight, like one of those utility flashlights, and he's shining it directly on. And so she goes and she takes some Christmas lights and goes and plugs them in. And she goes, there, that's much better. And in fact, it is not much better. It would not help you at all with a high powered utility flashlight. That's what those things are designed for. And then finally, I'm confused about the very end. How does Sam sneak back into the house without her mom knowing, right? Because she's there. She's
outside.
No, she was inside. When she comes in, Bob steps
inside. She's behind. She walks in behind them.
She walks in behind Bob and Val. Bob and Val come in the front door, and then she comes in
behind
them.
And she shuffles behind him?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a tiny girl.
Yeah. The big shuffle.
She's a tiny dancer.
I missed it. That's on me.
She's a tiny...
It was a Miss Shuffle, Big Shuffle.
And she's a tiny dancer, Panda.
Hold me close now.
Tiny dancer.
It's like he never... We throw him the ball so many times you've done for years. Unreal.
Guys, it didn't feel right today. There's times where I'm not feeling in my spirit.
He doesn't want that on record anywhere, that he actually told that. He didn't want his daughter to be listening in 10 years and be like, Dad made the Tony Danza joke.
It's a great joke.
It is a great joke. Guys, it's holding close out Tony Danza. And it would be hilarious if Tony Danza. It's just a good.
Wouldn't it be?
Hold me close now.
I have quite a few from this movie, actually. Early on, first scene, she takes off her sweater to work out. She rides her bike. She does some things. She rides her bike. She does lots of different workouts and And then she proceeds to put her sweater back on after she's worked through a sweaty time. Is that not bothersome to anybody?
No.
Really?
Well, I would never do it personally, but I mean, you know, YOLO, it's cold outside.
YOLO Sparrow, you know? Yeah. She says this line, last time we baked, it didn't end well. For the cookies. And I just don't know why that last bit is even remotely important.
Unless it was something sensual, which is also not okay.
Last time we baked, it didn't end well.
For the cookies.
Yeah.
That's not an okay line, I don't think. I don't think that's PG.
Dan, you've brought up a few times, like, people come home, like, they're adults, they come home and their broom is the same.
Yes.
And I don't have a problem with that because, like, my parents didn't change my room until I was 24, and in their defense, who knew what was going to happen to me? But now, obviously, I'm successful. But she walks into her room, which is still her room,
yep.
But there are Christmas lights behind her bed frame that are on behind, like, it's a sheer type bed frame. You can see behind it. Why are those lights on? No one's been in that room forever. Have they been on since she left? Yeah. I don't know. There's no need for them to be on.
She also has nonprofit posters up.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Like, not like give to the United Way, just like United Way-esque posters up in her room next to Christmas lights. And we're to suggest she hasn't lived there since she was a teenager. And I just want to know what teenager, what that combo looks like.
Because
that's
something. I could give my time.
Yeah.
and money. She says in one scene, I've not stopped working since I was 15.
Yeah. You had that down.
In the next scene, she tells us a story of her getting laid off and having bills pile high. Which is the definition of not working.
Yeah.
What is it? Did you stop working, or have you been working since you were 15 and you haven't stopped? I don't know who is transporting a bunch of ice cream in the back of a U-Haul and expecting it not to melt. I don't know. Maybe the turkeys will cool it down. And I just want to let you guys know what happened here at the end. Will,
her boyfriend is witnessing her give a declaration of love to this other guy. After he walks off, he just goes, so you coming? Okay, well, that's fine. They get back to New York. My man thinks that they're still together.
Yeah.
My man thinks that they're still together.
He does.
Will, you're not still together. That conversation should not have even happened. You watched this woman who you love declare her feelings and a desire for this guy to just say, stay. And she would have stayed.
Yeah.
I think we're still together when we get back to New York.
Will also, when he shows up at this, their thing, he's at the event and he's holding a giant flyer for the event, like in his hands. And I don't know why he's holding that in his hands, but I guess that's just piles on the questions. Like, why would that giant flyer be like, it's not folded up. It's massive. It's bigger than a normal sheet of paper. Like, did he pick it up outside? Did he not know where he was? Like, I'm very confused by that. And then he thinks they're still together. And I, beyond me, don't understand why.
Yeah. Dan?
Yeah. A couple of lines early on in this, she goes into her work the first day. It's a bonkers scene because everyone's getting fired and her boyfriend just bought the company and didn't know it last night, which is explained away by him saying, got called in the middle of the night. He's been here, blah, blah, blah. I don't buy that, but that's the explanation. But then he goes on to say, we had a lot of redundancies. We're firing a lot of people. Don't worry, your job's safe. And she goes, she's not okay with that. And he says, Sam, come on. It's just business. It is literally not just business. If you bought the company where your girlfriend is working and all of her coworkers get fired, but she keeps her job, that is not just business.
Not good.
That is the opposite of just business. There are many other things happening there, most of them not legal. It's not just business. I'm sorry. So then she goes home and her mom's decorating the tree and she's like, hey, do you really need anything else on that tree? And her mom says, if you can see some green, add more sheen. What? Is that a thing? Like, do people buy a green Christmas tree so they cannot see any green on their Christmas tree?
I will say, like, growing up, my grandma, like, she would throw tinsel on it afterwards until you couldn't see anything.
But the green's in a part, it wasn't a part of it? You couldn't see anything?
I'm sure you could see some green, but like, it was we want to see as little as possible.
I bought a 7.5 foot, 8 foot tree and put 1,200 lights on it. My tree is glowing, but it's still, the green is a very important part of it. Why even buy a green tree if you just keep just covering it up with stuff? You still want to see the tree, right?
I know I do.
What about you?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good talk.
I mean, what you want me to say? I like green as much as the next guy, but do I want it year round? Maybe.
That wasn't the
good talk. Do I want it year round?
Yeah, good talk. He, at one point, you know, we got to talk a few days ago. It's all running together. But some guy tells a joke about having a wife and kids, like as a joke, like, haha, just kidding. This one's not that bad, but it does rank up there where she's coming in and she's going to help with this fundraiser. And he says, any advice? And he said, yeah, keep your head down and stay out of the way.
Just joking.
And she looks at him and he goes, I'm kidding. What? Just not a great joke, sport. Like, read the room.
He's a jerk, man.
Like, what?
I don't like him.
Just keep your head down and stay out of the way. Got him.
That's kind of, but isn't it like, I think that's why I don't like the guy. He seems like a manipulative kind of gaslighter. Like, he just seems like the guy, like, he says really mean things and is like, just joking. He's had, like, you're a jerk.
He's had a hard life of being completely ambitionless. He's that guy that never takes the chance. You know the one. It's tough out there when you just do the same thing over and over again. And look, I'm not saying anything bad about small towns necessarily, but there are people, look, I grew up in small towns my whole life. There are people that live in small towns that are the same every day their whole life. And part of that is not wanting to change anything. And that doesn't really play well in a movie by and large. Like, Hallmark tries to make it sound like nostalgic and wonderful, but he sometimes reads as just a guy who should have been doing something else with his life, unfortunately. Oh. How many days away is this Christmas party? Because at that night,
it's one day.
They say one day.
Yeah.
But she goes to New York and back, and she spends the night, because at night they say we have one day. It's in the evening. They say one day, and she does the handshake thing. He says it's a day away, right? Handshake. which is a weird moment. They spend the night. Then she goes to the job interview.
No. The event happens, and then Will shows up and gives her the job interview.
So my question's a poor one. Not how many days away is the Christmas party. I thought the Christmas party was on Christmas Eve. The job interview then is on
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. So this is, and I want to make sure I get this right, a formality Christmas Eve job interview. It's just for a formality that has to be done in person.
That's the way
zoom
things
that bad boy.
No, that's the way things should be. It's business, boys.
It's but it's for a nonprofit. It's a nonprofit formality interview. The job's hers. It's just a formality. Has to be done in person on Christmas Eve. I also have a huge problem with the fact that they have no money. This food bank has nothing. The cupboards are bare, but they have enough money to hire a full-time employee because she gets offered full-time work. I wish I had someone like you around full-time before any of those donations come in.
Yep.
Full-time work, no money to feed the homeless. Not great.
Maybe need to cut back.
Not great. They let a woman who is 2 days overdue to have a baby paint what amounts to be an entire mural one night. I'm not pregnant, nor have I ever been. Maybe you're looking for stuff to keep you occupied. It just seemed like it was ill-advised. And then this refrigerator, she's like, man, that old thing hasn't worked in forever. And it stopped working. It hasn't working. And this big handyman's fix is just circuit breaker. That was it. No one has tried to just flip the circuit breaker on this thing. Like it just shut off and you're like, I guess there it goes. That's it. Shut it down. We're done here. Food bank closed. I mean, you know, at least let the guy fix something or just we're good to go. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I think that's all I got.
That's great. It's time for What the Hallmark Aspire Show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe happened. Give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
So going back to, I said at the beginning of this that there was a potential love interest that I liked a little bit more than actually the lead, Marina, I think is the way you said her name, Marina. I want to know what happened to her. I want to know because, I mean, she was great, super sweet, cute, charming. Hey, I want to know more about her. I want to know who'd she end up with. I'd love to see a movie with her. What does she find love?
She did kind of disappear.
Yeah, gone. Yeah. I mean, she just there. And then
when she shows up, she still has a crush on him in this weird, awkward way where she
And
knows.
Then walks out and she's like, I guess I'm done here. I want to know about it. It was really odd that they spent as much time on her as they did for a potential love interest and gave you nothing whatsoever with her. And they didn't, it's not like they made her out to be a bad person in any capacity. She's super sweet. I want to know what happened.
And willing to help. She's willing to help.
You know what? And that's what we need more of, especially in a year like this.
Yes. There is a friend of Sam's who is pregnant and, when they say we're going to have this big party, she says, I'll let everyone know. I'm in a group chat with moms from 4 counties. And I want to know more about this group chat and how it came to be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, where'd she meet these ladies? Are they friends and they just happen to live in 4 different counties? How small are these counties? Are people from 4 different counties coming to this thing? Or is it just for the city? So it's very, I was confused about that text thread and I want to know more about it. And at the end, the last conversation in New York between Sam and Will, I want to know where it takes place because Will comes just walking in like it's his own place, but then he leaves. So where does he end up going? Mm. Is it her apartment? Do they share an apartment? I just want to know because he walked in like this is my space, and then when they broke up, he left. I want to know where he went and whose place that is because I was confused on those details. Yeah. Dan,
Early on, there's a scene where all the ladies are getting together to bake cookies, and the guys are leaving because it's the ladies that bake the cookies. You know how it goes. I believe it's Val. It may be someone else, but I think it's Val. They're all mumbling and like, I'm going to let you ladies get to work. And he walks out and she audibly, she says this line. And I want to make sure I get it right. and I never get to hear the end of it, is I'm going to beat her record of 123 cookies. That's what she says. And I want to know if that's cookies baked, which I assume it is, and I want to know who that person was. I want to know how they got to the number 123. Seems like an odd number to get to of baked cookies, unless some didn't turn out. And I want to know if this is some sort of speed competition, because it was just a weird line for us to trail off to. And I would like, I feel like there's some history here. If the winner baked 123 cookies, I want to know what kind of cookie. I have so many questions.
Absolutely.
And man, I want to know how many she baked that day too, because we never.
Oh,
we
just, she beat it.
Val beat it.
100%.
How many?
124.
Wow. Just by one. Just a spider. Yeah. Wow.
Doesn't matter.
Unbelievable.
Doesn't matter. Man. Hey guys, we did it. Congratulations. Hey. Congratulations.
Thanksgiving week in the books.
Well, man, we'll be back tomorrow.
After tomorrow.
Hey guys, but we got an
interview.
We got
to join me on Beyond.
I did. It got stuck in the throat. It just went, oh.
We got an interview coming out today as well. Yeah. So make sure you check that out.
Please
before you
check it out.
Before watching Christmas and Evergreen, you're going to really enjoy it. And it's real this time. It's a real interview. So don't.
That's right. It's a real boy. Antonio Caone. He's wonderful.
But we would be, we wouldn't be who we are if it wasn't for the Bramble Jam Plus.
That's so true.
And right, our friends who have joined to support us. And yes,
they get me
right
in the heart.
And Panda, you know each and every one of their stories.
I do.
You've done the deep dives. Mm-hmm. You've gone to Google Plus, mm-hmm, and just done some amazing detective work, mm-hmm, on stories that have no real significance in the world.
Oh, I beg to differ. Yeah. Today's story is going to change the way you think about that, Brandon.
Interesting. Wow. Who do we have today, Dan?
It's B.A. Keener. Yeah. B.A. Keener.
Yeah, B.A. Keener.
That's B.A., dude.
Yeah, it really is. Guess what? Producer on a hot new children's podcast teaching life lessons to the tiny ones. I'm pretty excited about it, Bran.
What's it called?
It's called Egos with Egos. It's Ego Waffles, anamorphized. I don't think that's the right word, with googly eyes on them. And they teach life lessons.
Is this a cartoon or is it a podcast?
It's a podcast. You can't see them, but they're there.
So these are actual
Ego waffles,
animated, yeah, Ego waffles that are real.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not animated, anamorphized.
So it's like they're puppets.
Anthropomorphic, if you will.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
I don't think anamorphized is a word.
We just Googled it. It is, right? Thanks.
Deep Google Plus.
Yeah. And it's great. It's really classic. They teach life lessons because these egos have egos and they need to get rid of them.
So the egos are the ones with egos.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're teaching you just life lessons.
So they have like a little skit.
Yeah. You get it.
And it teaches you the lesson.
And it's and it's for kids.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's great.
And it's to teach it. It's egos.
With egos.
With egos.
Egos with egos.
All right. We got a clip?
Yeah, 100%.
Of course we have a clip.
Hey, I'm Timmy.
And I'm Tommy.
And we're Timmy. I hear
Timmy and Tommy get it right.
You get it right.
You get it right.
I have had it with you. You are such a little.
And I don't want to.
No.
Sharing is.
What?
You don't.
Even if I. You are.
I don't want
to never again with the.
And you say that's for the
kids. That's for the kids.
You know, I'm getting. Listen, I did not vet it beforehand. I assume
BA is throwing some. That's man, some R-rated there,
guys. I don't know.
Hopefully,
I'm really
we can
sorry.
Edit can that we post edit? And can get we, that out of there? Because the like we need to some of that. I would not even say to you guys.
I know. And
can we bleep that out?
I was.
I'm gonna do my best. Thank it's gonna be offended. Tough to work around.
Thank you, Trace. There's a lot there. Most every word that wasn't an article was a cuss word. So
I heard me, you, R, and us.
Frosted Cheerios was mentioned once in there, but I think Tommy thought that was a cuss word.
Yeah.
And then he switched to the big boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well,
thanks, BA.
Thanks, yeah. BA.
That's great.
That is going to change
the world.
And that
is changed how I view the world,
yeah,
for sure.
We're going to be back tomorrow, and then we'll do it all again next week, everybody. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.